In Germany, investigators say they have clear evidence that Mohammed al-Atta, the alleged ringleader of the September 11th attacks, spent several months in Afghanistan at the end of 1999 and in early 2000. According to a report in the New York Times today, the information provides the strongest evidence that the attacks were ordered in Afghanistan and planned in Hamburg, Germany. Joining us from Berlin is NPR's Guy Raz. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Brian.
What's the significance of this new information?
Well, Brian, investigators have long suspected that these men had trained in Afghanistan. What this report gives us is firm confirmation from the head of the German equivalent of the FBI, Klaus-Ulrich Kersten, confirmed that his organization has evidence that three of the hijackers, all of whom lived in Hamburg, had received training in Afghanistan sometime at the end of 99 and in the beginning of 2000.
Mm. Does this change the investigation into al-Qaeda's operation in Germany and elsewhere?
Well, I'm not sure how much it changes the investigation here. I think that German investigators are still focusing on existing al-Qaeda links in the country. There's a report in Der Spiegel today talking about how German investigators have been discussing some of these issues with a man who was arrested, an unnamed man who was arrested several weeks ago. Apparently, he has provided very, very strong information that has helped the German investigators better understand how much al-Qaeda was involved in the process, who's still around, who left, who was here at the time, what they should have known, and what they missed.
Mm. And what are officials saying about the current level of activity of al-Qaeda in Germany?
Well, investigators here still believe that al-Qaeda exists. There are active cells, they believe, but they don't have any evidence of any imminent attacks. I mean, what they do know is that there were, as late as this past April, al-Qaeda operatives in Germany may have been involved in planning the attack that took place in Tunisia on the island of Djerba. That, of course, killed 21 people when a truck exploded outside of a synagogue. Investigators here have evidence that the man who carried out the attack placed a cell phone call to a senior al-Qaeda operative who was living in Germany at the time, just 3 hours before the attack took place. That man is now at large. And again, more evidence that as late as April, some of these members may have been living here in Germany.
NPR's Guy Raz in Berlin. Thank you, Guy.
Thanks, Brian.